in the ward sister, you were in charge of your own ward. And the assistant matron, I've got a lovely picture of her somewhere, the assistant matron, of course, in most hospitals, did a ward, complete ward round two or three times a week. And when she didn't come, one of her staff, and it's very often her deputy, depending on the size of the hospital, or an assistant, they always used to come. Now, when matron came, or the assistant came, you see, as a ward sister, we wore cuffs, you see, starch cuffs. But when we were working, we rolled those up, and we had little, they were cotton in my day, of course, cotton ones for working. But when matron came, the first thing you did was to take those off and put your cuffs on. When you served dinners from the trolley, you washed your hands, took those down, put your cuffs on. It's an important part of a patient's care. Diet. When am I going to teach catering managers that diet is as important as drugs? And the first cause of sleeplessness is hunger. And yet in hospital, they bung them a sandwich at 5:30. It don't get me on that point, will you? It came up in a trolley. And I saw a programme recently, I think it was about the Hammersmith, and I see they're still using them. And you had a choice usually of about three things. It was hot, and it was my responsibility as a ward sister to serve it, because I knew what they wanted, or how much they could have. And you usually have a choice of two or three things. So you would know largely, for example, if they were Jewish, what you wouldn't offend them by offering it to them, for one thing. But then you'd say, do you want stew or do you want roast today? Well, whatever they wanted, and then serve it. Ice cream scoops and all that. And then always, part of the duty of the domestic when that came in was to put a saucer there with a little bit of water, with a cotton, with a little swab, because the edge of the plate had always to be wiped. You didn't serve. I mean, I'm talking about NHS, but you didn't serve a dinner with anything spilt on it. And then you'd give it to nurse on her tray, and she would take it to the patient. But by now, together, the nurses would have got the patient sitting up in bed. And if they had a table ready. And you put it there. Now, the whole thing was, when we had finished, and I used to start at 12. One day, I'd start this way. Next day, I'd start that way. Next day, I'd start that way. So that nobody got their dinner last. This was another important thing. To me, anyway. When they'd finished their first course, then I'd take my frillies off, put my cuffs back on, and I would walk round and leave staff nurse to do the sweets, but the nurses could not clear off the plates until I'd been to have a look, to find out if the patient had eaten, and if not, why not? Was it something they didn't like? Did they have a sore mouth? Often it could have been their dentures. They'd lost weight. They're ill patients. It could have been a simple thing like a sore mouth. And then in which case, I've got to get something for that. Or make sure that next time. Or would you like me tomorrow to see that I get enough some soup and some potato in soup for you? You know? And then when that was finished, all right, nurse. And then they'd clear off the trays with the domestic. She would come because by now she was wanting to get them all packed up. And the staff nurse was by now serving the sweets. But if she wasn't there, the most senior student nurse. Because, of course, some of them were 3 years into training, some of them had done only two, some were new. And the staff nurse, my staff nurse, was only part-time, as many of them were. So I would train the most senior nurse on duty at that time to assist me. Diet is as important as drugs. The other thing was I would never allow a doctor in my ward during the mealtime or immediately after, unless it was really an emergency and I'd called for him. Because to eat and to sleep are part of treatment.